So I gotta tell you, I had this moment with an AI the other day. Like I was trying to, get all artsy, ask it to help me write a poem,
Oh no.
right? And it spits out this like, I don't even know, bad Shakespeare. Totally hilarious, but also kind of scary,
Yeah, I can see that. If you can't tell a good sonnet from a bad one, what else is it messing up?
Exactly. And more importantly, what happens when it's not just poems, but like the stock market, which, as luck would have it, is what we're diving into today.
Right on to you.
New York's financial watchdog, they're called the NYDFS. They dropped this whole thing about AI and cybersecurity, and it's, well, let's just say they're not messing around.
No, they are not. I mean, this is the financial system we're talking about. Stakes don't get much higher.
Okay, so first things first, for those of us who don't have finance degrees, break it down. Who is the NYDFS? What's their deal?
Think of them as the, I guess, the referees of Wall Street. They oversee all the big players, the banks, insurance companies, anyone in finance. Their job is to make sure everything runs smoothly, no funny business.
So, not the type to freak out over nothing. What is it about AI specifically that has them so spooked?
It's all about the risks. See, AI can be this amazing tool. I mean, it can analyze mountains of data, catch fraud in a heartbeat, things humans just can't do.
Right, we've all heard that side of it.
But AI systems, they can be vulnerable. Like, think about data poisoning. A hacker slips in a few bad bits of data, the AI doesn't know any better, gobbles it up, and suddenly it's making decisions based on bogus information.
Wait, so you're saying someone can basically trick the AI into helping them steal money?
That's the gist of it, yeah.
That's more than a little concerning. And it looks like the NYDFS is taking it seriously. They keep mentioning overlapping protections. What does that even mean?
It means they're not just telling these firms to lock the front door. They're saying you need an alarm system, security cameras, and maybe a guard dog, too. Multiple layers of security just in case one fails.
So this is Wall Street high rollers, but it seems like this could affect anyone using AI, which, let's be real, is going to be everyone sooner or later.
Exactly. And it's not just theoretical anymore. We're already seeing it play out. Look at what happened in California recently with Governor Newsom and that whole AI safety bill.
Oh, right. Didn't he end up vetoing that one?
He did, yeah. There were a lot of different opinions on that particular bill. Some folks thought it was going too far, others said it wasn't enough.
Yeah, that tracks with what we saw reported on that pretty heated debate on both sides.
For sure, but here's the thing. The details of that bill, that's one thing. But the bigger picture, the fact that it was even being debated at that level, that says a lot about where we are with AI.
That makes sense. So, what can companies actually do, whether they're trading billions or just trying to make payroll? How do you get ahead of this?
Well, the NYDFS, they're really hammering home the importance of being proactive. They want to see companies doing serious risk assessments. Figure out where your AI is vulnerable. Don't wait for something to blow up. And don't just trust any AI vendor. Do your homework.
Right. Due diligence is key.
Absolutely. And perhaps most importantly, invest in expertise. Don't rely on Googling this stuff. You need people in-house who understand the tech and the risks.
Yeah, you can't outsource cybersecurity in the age of AI.
Exactly. And, I think this quote from Adrienne Harris, the NYDFS superintendent, really sums it up. She said, "It's about making sure that you've got the right expertise in-house, or that you're otherwise seeking it through external parties to make sure your institution is equipped to deal with the risk presented." They're serious about this.
Wow, when they quote the head honcho, you know it's real. But it also kind of makes you wonder, are we going to see more of this? More regulation as AI gets, more powerful?
It's definitely a question worth considering, yeah. I mean, on the one hand, regulation is important, keeps everyone honest. On the other hand, you don't want to stifle innovation.
It's a tough balance to strike.
It really is. But at the end of the day, AI is here to stay. That's pretty clear. It's not about being scared of it, it's about understanding it, knowing the risks, so we can, build the future responsibly.
Well said. Building the future responsibly. Something to think about.